Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
This has been as pretty, though I've never been.
Yes, sir, I'll be bringing this back 7:23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, sir, smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Dr. Peter Sacco is our guest. He's the author of a number of books, 30 at least, including the What's Your Anger Type, right, Peter? Is that the new one?
Yep, What's Your Anger Type, and it looks at millennial anger.
What does millennial anger look like? I've never seen a millennial get angry.
You know what it is, Jim?
They're pretty laid back.
It's basically anger now brought out.
They laugh at me a lot, but they don't get angry at me.
They point
their fingers and laugh at me, and you know, they look at each other and point their fingers at me, but they don't get angry.
Well, you see, that's the thing with millennial anger. It's now direct.
It makes me angry when they do that.
they're doing it on online social media where you don't really realize they're doing it to you.
Right. So in the workplace, when people get misbehave, they either get angry or they cause other people to be angry. There are both of those, right? I mean, there are people who just come to work angry, and then there are people who just cause so much trouble that they make other people angry. If you're the owner of the business and you're trying to make things happen and you know, take care of customers and have some kind of productivity, that gets in the way. How do you deal with that?
Well, I think, you know what, Jim? I think communication is key. And it all starts out with, first of all, if you're dealing with somebody, you have an employee that is an angry individual or disruptive, you know, you never correct them in front of other people. You never ream them out in front of any other people. You gently pull them aside and you just say, hey, you know, you're a good person. You do really great work for my company. And I think that's the first thing. You praise.
That's what you do the first time.
Yep. And then subsequently, though, if they continue to do that, and I think each time you do have to take them and have a one-on-one.
It's always pulling them aside, but the second, the third time, that's when you say, I'm starting to think you maybe not are such a good person, and you're starting to cause trouble, and your job is in jeopardy.
Well, yeah. You know what? I've always taken the point that you never tell a person that they're a bad person, but rather you tell them what they're doing.
I'm disappointed in you, Peter. Right? Would that be something? Could you say that?
I
got to be honest with you. I've been watching. I've been paying attention, and frankly, I'm a little disappointed in you. I'm surprised you haven't been able to rise above what's been going on. I don't know who's at fault here, but I really thought you could handle this better than you have. Can you do that? Maybe try to encourage them to raise their game a little bit.
Absolutely, but I think you know what it is. I wouldn't say that I'm disappointed in you. I'd say I'm kind of disappointed in your behavior because you want to.
I see what you're saying. Yeah,
separate them from what they're doing. They're two different things. The person.
That's
from
a good point.
Behavior, and then you know what, Jim? They're less likely to take it personal because it's like, oh boy, it's an attack on my personal. But no, I'm not attacking your personal. I'm attacking your behavior, and I'm not attacking it. I'm trying to correct it to make you a better person.
Wouldn't it have been nice when you were a kid if you could have told your dad, why don't you spank my behavior instead of me?
And you know what? Unfortunately, that has led to a lot of problems in people because, you know, it's a physical attack on a person where you're trying to correct the behavior.
So what are some other things that we need to do? When you're talking about, now you mentioned millennials. Millennial anger. Is there something different about millennial anger than it is about, say, baby boomer anger?
Yeah, I think with that type of anger and with that type of rage, a lot of it is based on instant gratification and the need to express themselves immediately. But unfortunately, a lot of it, there's an avoidance of face-to-face confrontation and face-to-face discussion. So more of that anger type, Jim, is directed through online social media, through texting. And this is where a person vents.
This is why I don't see it, because I don't hang out with them like that.
No, and these people also demand an audience. They like the audience. So they'll do attacks on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. And it
and they sort of get away with it. Whereas when you and I would, if you and I tried that, it would have had to have been face to face, and it would have been a throwdown, right? One of us would have gotten whipped.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's the safety valve, if they want to call it. But you know what it is, Jim, too? With the millennial rage, there's like this second persona that a person creates for themselves, this alter ego. So in the real world, they may feel really stressed, anxious, upset. They may be the one that's being bullied in the real world or picked on or feeling not misunderstood. So their boss just said, you know what? I don't like how you're behaving at work. And if you don't stop this, you know, you're acting like an idiot. And so the person then says, okay, I'm going to play nice at work, but then I'm going to go home online, and I'm going to redirect this to somebody else that doesn't know me.
And what does a boss do about stuff like that? I mean, that's really hard, isn't it?
You can't do anything about that. And it's
except that I can tell my employees I don't want to see any of our business on social media.
Absolutely. And that's where, you know...
And I have done that. I've never had a problem, but I've made it clear to my employees, what we do here in this office, none of that shows up on social media.
No, and you know what, though, Jim? And this is the key thing with a lot of people that have millennial anger, is once they do put it online, man, you can't take it back. The whole world
is right.
And you've got witnesses.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Peter, I need a website, please.
Yep, petersacco.com. That's Peter. SACCO.com, and if you go there, I also have free books you can download.
All right, so check it out. Peter Sacco, SACCO.com. Peter, come back soon.
You got it, Jim, anytime you want me.
We'll do it again real soon. Peter Sacco, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Peter Sacco. We'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.